It was the old man's delightful responsibility to put his grandchildren to bed each night. They enjoyed it because they got to stay up a little later. They could always talk him into telling another story. And he enjoyed it because he got to tell another story. Frequently, they asked for the same story again and again, and they had a small selection of favorites. One of those, however, was also his favorite. He said, a long time ago, when I was just a student, hardly older than some of you, some of my teachers, those who read the mysteries of the stars, saw a single star they'd never seen before. They saw it at its rising, and it was brighter than the others. They had read some of the prophecies of other traditions and other peoples, and in our own tradition, we knew that a star would mark the birth of a very important person, perhaps even a king. So they decided to follow that star, and they invited me to go along. It didn't matter that I was young. It didn't matter that I was inexperienced. I thought, what a wonderful opportunity. You can learn a lot in the classroom, but to travel with your teachers, to see them every day, to watch what they do, to overhear what they say to each other, what a privilege. We started on our journey. Following the star, we traveled until we reached the capital city of an area called Judea. The city was called Jerusalem, and it was where the king lived. Now, that made sense to me. If you were going to find the king that was being born, you would go where a king already lived. Well, we went to find this king, whose name was Herod. He seemed very interested in this prophecy, in this star, in this new king. I noticed that as soon as my teacher shared the idea that there was another king born in his kingdom, his face hardened. He sent to his people and said, go, I know of no children that I've had, but go check with my wives and my friendly female acquaintances and see if any have given birth to a child that we might consider a king. The word came back, none. Well, where is this king to be born? Herod asked. His own scholars said that it would be a small town not too far away called Beit Lechem, House of Bread. He gave us directions there, but he also gave us instructions. He said to us, when you go and you find this new king, you come back to me and tell me where he is so I can make proper sacrifice. Well, we left the presence of the king, of Herod, and we began to travel that short distance to this small village, Beit Lechem. There the star stopped right over a very modest house. Well, we'd been traveling a long time, over a year since we had seen the star. Herod had found that very interesting because he wanted to know how old the child was as well. But we expected something more than just a very modest house. We knocked on the door, and the mother came to the door. She was hardly more than a girl, hardly older than I was at the time. She invited us in, and there was the child. They called him Yeshua. He was running around like any toddler, making a mess, making noise, being called down by his mother again and again. He had not quite reached the terrible twos. Always the same question came from the same child. Grandpa, what are the terrible twos? And Grandpa always said the same thing. You should know, I think you invented them. If you didn't, you perfected them. The child loved that. So he was not quite 2 years old, but he was running around like any toddler. And the mother And the father, who was considerably older than the mother, told us of the amazing events that had happened around the birth of this child, of what they had been told, of how they had been instructed to act and behave, and that he was going to be not just any king, but the most important king ever born into the world. He was to embody God's own love and light. Well, I thought that seems to be right. A star with light leads us to another source of light. This is very good. I was learning a lot on this journey. And then I had a very troubling dream. I'm not sure why it came to me. I was the youngest of the group. But in the dream, an angel, some say his name was Rufus, an angel warned me that we should not go back the same way that we had come, passing by Herod's palace, but that we should go back to our home by a different route, that everything had changed because of our encounter with this child. When I awoke and told the dream, the father of the child said that he had had a similar dream. An angel had spoken to him in a dream and told him that he was to leave the country, to go to Egypt, until Herod had passed on from this earth, because Herod meant the child no good. And so we parted. We went our ways. They toward Egypt, us toward home, by a route we had never taken before, did not take on the way in. And that's the story. I don't know what happened to the family. People who traveled in that area since this time, I would ask them, have you heard of this Yeshua? It was a fairly common name. One person told me they thought that there was a Yeshua that people claimed was king of the Jews, who was executed. I thought, a king executed by his own people? How would that happen? I don't think that would ever happen, although we knew about the Romans, and we knew that if you stood in the Romans' way, they would use any means possible to get you out of their way. Everyone who came and told about this king who had been executed said that when they left his presence, they returned to their home changed by a different route, by a different way, you might say. That no one ever met this child or adult who was not changed in some way. Perhaps he was a king. Perhaps he was that light of God shining in and through a single person. Perhaps any of us, including me, who encountered him, went home by a different route, changed. One more story. The children cried out, no, it's time for bed. Off to bed with you. There'll be another story tomorrow night.